The Business Owners Podcast is brought to you by Business, Business, Business and Enova Group with your hosts, Linda Reed Enova and Clive Enova. In each episode, we talk to other business owners about their experiences, challenges and successes. We'll also share tips and advice on how to grow your business and achieve your goals. If you're a business owner or you're thinking about starting a business, then the Business Owners Podcast is for you.
Hi everyone, Linda Reed Enova, and welcome to the Business Owners Podcast. The Business Owners Podcast is where we get to share stories of amazing business owners and share the journey with you and some tips and tricks along the way from your host, myself, Linda Reed Enova, and Clive Enova. Today we are introducing Jessica Gray. Jessica is a conveyancing expert and a wizard at what she does. And I'm really looking forward to introducing Jessica to you and allowing you to get to know Jessica and a little bit about the story behind her and her business.
Hi there, everyone. I'm Jessica Gray, and it's a real pleasure to be here on this podcast. I want to take a moment to share a glimpse of my journey, what I do, and why I'm thrilled to be here as part of the conversation. I'm the founder of Smart Coast Conveyancing, a business I started from the ground up. Conveyancing, in a nutshell, is like the legal wizardry of moving real estate and transferring title, but without the hefty legal bill. We're the behind-the-scenes heroes who make sure property dreams become a reality. I'm a self-made entrepreneur who firmly believes in the power of hard work and determination. I grew up in Western Sydney and I attended a public school and I was a teenage mum. This is all part of my story. I put myself through law school while I worked full-time because I had this vision that I wanted to be exceptional. Now, speaking of exceptional, here's a thought. Exceptional isn't for everyone. By definition, if everyone could be exceptional, it wouldn't be exceptional anymore. So most of us are just average people who work hard and try to make a difference. What's important is finding your core values that drive you and make you genuinely happy to get out of bed every day and deliver your best. And I specialised in this area of law because it was one of the times in a person's life that they came to get legal advice and were genuinely happy about it. My clients, for the most part, are embarking on this new positive chapter in their life, and I get to be a part of that. Whereas in my early legal career, I was close to leaving the profession because I always felt underappreciated and exhausted all the time. I just didn't know that I needed to find the right value to nurture, and that makes me love what I do every single day. And how many other like-minded business people can resonate out there with that story and learn to find success and happiness in a world full of average people who just feel like they're failing? So why am I so happy to be on the podcast today? It's because I see it as a platform to connect with all of you, to challenge each other and to share the valuable lessons we've all learned along the way. Collaboration is my passion, and I firmly believe that it's the key to success in both business and community development. Innovation and fresh perspective can create so many possibilities, and that's really exciting to me. I can't wait to hear more from you and for you to get involved in my story as well.
Jessica, that is so great. I love that you are here on our podcast to share valuable lessons that you've learned along the way with our people, and we get to share your story. We like to start the Business Owners Podcast with just a few little questions and allow us to get to know you and your business journey. So the first one is coffee or tea or something else. What is your drink of choice? Are you an early bird or a night owl, or can you do a little bit of both?
Coffee or tea? I am 100% a tea drinker, white with one. I am one of the very rare people on the planet that does not like the taste of coffee. In relation to early bird or night owl, 100% a night owl. I am not a morning person at all. I always tell people, being a 24/7 business, that they can call me any time of the day they like, but I will not be friendly before 10 a.m. and that they can call me anytime late into the night. That's not a problem.
What book are you currently reading and why can't you put it down?
Book I'm currently reading, I wish I had time to read some sort of amazing fantasy book. I love to read, but I spend my whole life reading legal contracts and advising people. So by the time I get home, I tend not to read. My passion is playing poker. So I really enjoy playing poker online, and I do that of an evening.
And what is one word to describe your journey so far?
One word to describe my journey so far is probably inspired. I really just love to be inspired by the people around me and creative. I don't think there's any other word. I just feel inspiration.
How did you get started in your profession or your field? Was it something that you first started in? Was it something that maybe you fell into? How did you get started? Tell us a little bit behind that story.
I started my career straight out of high school. I decided that I wanted to be in an industry that I could use my skills at English and my research skills. And I found a job really early on as a legal receptionist and decided instantly that I was just going to work and apply to go to law school. So that started off in that direction and I just ran with it.
Was there any defining moments within your journey? Explain that a little bit for us.
There was definitely a defining moment in my journey when I was told by a very wealthy friend's father that I should just focus on being a legal secretary because it was more in my repertoire than studying law, and that I didn't have an influential enough family and that the legal profession was out of my reach. And it really drove me to push myself to go and do my law degree. The second defining moment in my career when I actually started my business was a very similar situation when a lawyer said to me that I had no idea what it was to run my own business and that I didn't have what it took to be a successful business owner. And at that point, I decided to risk everything to open up my own firm. And 7 years later, I've defied all of those beliefs and gone against all the odds and started a very successful business.
And have there been any influential figures in your life or career so far that have got you to this stage?
In terms of influential figures in my life and my career, definitely my mum has been an amazing driver for me. She always believed in me and has always been there to support me through any decisions that I've made. In terms of somebody who inspires me as a person, it's Walt Disney. I'm a crazy romantic at heart, but I always believe that ideas and excitement comes out of anything that you can dream up. So anything to do with innovation and ideas coming to life, he's just the person that really inspires me to allow those dreams to come true and really focus on what you want and you can make that happen.
How do you balance your personal life and your business?
One of the hardest things is learning to balance your personal life and your business. It's something that I don't know if you ever really get control over. And for me, I am the person that says that's okay. I truly believe that you cannot be great at everything all the time, and it's okay to focus on certain things through your life. So my children, and it was one of the things that really opened my eyes to having this work-life balance. I heard my son speaking to another friend and he said to his friend, "Yes, we have nice things because my mum works really hard so that we can have those things. That's why sometimes when I get home from school, she's not here." And when I heard that, I realized that my son, he understands that. He understands that if we want to have nice things in life, it requires some dedication and it requires some sacrifice. And so I started to really believe that it's okay to focus on the things that make our life better and not to worry about what everybody's thinking and the expectations of the world around you, and to give yourself a break at times.
Can you share with us a challenge you have faced and how you've overcome it?
So what I try to do is work really hard, make sure that I communicate really well so that everybody around me understands where I'm at. And then every now and then I take a break, I take an overseas trip with my children, I show them the world and I show them the benefits that we can have by taking the time out and showing them the world.
How do you want to shape the future and the profession of your field? Are there any dream projects or collaborations that you wish to pursue within your field?
Shaping the field of conveyancing was the introduction of digital conveyancing. It was a game changer that not only delivered better service, but also reduced the risk of costly mistakes in property transactions due to human error. So in our rapidly changing world, while the field of conveyancing is ripe for innovation and transformation further, we have the opportunity to make a lasting impact, not only on the way we transfer property, but on the broader community and businesses offering services. Using lessons that we've learned through my industry, I'm trying to grow those possibilities further. Digital conveyancing provides a secure environment for handling sensitive financial information, robust encryption and authentication, providing a place to protect client data and reducing risk of cyber threat and fraud. Using these types of systems and the examples they provided, we should be able to expand this into other areas like council and bank process, which could assist in development approvals, town planning and economic growth. Using AI to offer better and faster services through small business, we could compete on a global scale, bringing ideas to life that are game changers right here in our backyard. Our efforts should not stop there. We must be focusing on promoting small business in regional areas. These businesses are the lifeblood of the community, and by supporting them and revitalising local economy, we can create more vibrant places for people to live. Collaboration with local entrepreneurs and businesses can lead to these initiatives that stimulate economic growth. And while ensuring that the conveyancing process is still transparent and efficient, we have found these processes using key ideas and innovation. So collaboration to me is the key.
And what advice would you give to someone else starting out in this domain? Because they are the future of our industries, and it's important as business owners we encourage and we support them along the journey.
My advice to anyone starting out in any domain is network. Work together with like-minded people to bring ideas to life that promote small business. Together we can pool our resources, knowledge and the skills we've learnt in all of our areas to find innovative solutions for all the different services that we offer. Every great business starts from solving a problem that someone is willing to pay to have solved.
Network is one of my favourite terms to anyone starting out in any industry. Jessica, thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you for sharing your insights, your tips, and your business journey with us. It is our business journeys that make us all unique. So where can people find you?
So I'm the only 24/7 service in New South Wales for conveyancing. So if you want to talk anything property or just need some advice, you can contact me anytime, 02-6519-4933, or you can email me directly, jessica@smartcoast.com.au. You can visit my website, smartcoast.com.au. If you just Google Smart Coast Conveyancing, you will find me and my team, and we're always happy to collaborate and talk through any ideas that you might have. I would love to hear from you.
We've been on a journey today with Jessica and her story. We've learned some things about what it is like to be in the world of conveyancing and how Jessica started. I hope you've enjoyed picking up some tips from Jessica along the way in this episode of the Business Owners Podcast. Remember to subscribe, like, and share, and tune in for the next story behind the business owner in the Business Owners Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Business Owners Podcast. We encourage you to connect with us on social media and join our community of business owners at businessbusinessbusiness.com.au.